recap or the information on the Post Avenue sewer district that's proposed on Minden Avenue?
Sure, we appreciate the board letting us come tonight and just a quick overview of the petition. The property is the former Palachi Valley Resort. Jacob was here about 2 years ago, 2019, got the town's approval for a religious facility there, currently operates a camp for special needs children. The facility has an existing speedies permit for an outside subsurface wastewater treatment system. That is operating, it's fully permitted by the DEC, but because he's in such close proximity to the existing public sewer system, he began to look at the feasibility of connecting onto the municipal system. And we had seen that there was an existing main in Post Avenue. He had a neighboring property owner, was actually located within the district directly adjacent to his property, who was more than happy, willing to grant an easement to his property to connect to the existing main. And so we approached the town and the village about the possibility of connecting onto that municipal system. Again, he has an existing permit, he has an existing system that is functioning perfectly fine, but you know, just for the future, having that connection to the municipal system just makes good sense. And I think it was, you know, beneficial for the property owner, obviously, but also would be a source of revenue for the village to have another user connect to the system. So we started talking with Ted about the alternatives for how we could achieve that. We had talked about the possibility of doing an outside user agreement through the town's existing sewer use law, also an outside user agreement directly with the village. We got the feedback that both the village and the town preferred a district expansion so that we would be within the existing operating agreements that the other users within the Post Avenue district operate under. So we went back and prepared this petition. Tattersdale Engineering is the consultant, prepared an engineering report that has a description of the proposed connection plan, a map of the district expansion area, which is just limited to the site of the former Palachi's resort property. So it's two tax parcels, totals, I think, 19.5 acres. And again, it is directly adjacent to the existing district.
Right. So the house across the street is going to get hooked up as well as the resort, I believe, or is that...
We did not include that in the petition. We wanted to keep it as simple as we could with the property directly adjacent to the district. And so we don't propose to include that within the connection right now. It also has a separate existing septic system that serves the residents.
And you've been working with Mary Beth?
We have been in touch with Mary Beth. I talked to her early on when we were starting to put together the petition for the district expansion, just to get a sense of, you know, her understanding of the existing Post Avenue sewer district. She's the one who provided us with the intermunicipal agreement, so we got a better understanding of the, you know, kind of regulations that are in place for the users in the district. And then Tattersdale's been talking with Mary Beth directly as they develop the engineering report and the connection plan.
And they're still reviewing all the documents that they submitted, but we have also met with the Village Department of Public Works, and they're fully supportive of this. And we've been corresponding with the DEC, which does have to authorize the approval for the expansion on the technical end. And they, when I talked to her this week, she was very excited to see this moving forward. Because I think we submitted certain documents early on just to get feedback on the design and moving forward. And then kind of COVID hit and kind of stalled out a little bit. And then we kind of worked out the legal aspects and not just the technical aspects. So that's where we're at.
You're going to have... Are you doing grinders?
Yeah.
Or just one or two?
Three.
You got three?
One down here, yeah. One here, and one here.
Okay.
They all connect to one force main.
Right, and it's just going to go into the Post Avenue.
And the responsibility of the grinders is the other part.
That's what I was just going to
say. Yes.
You're going to maintain that if anything happens to them?
Yep.
Okay.
As we put in the engineering report, the cost of constructing the connection, any improvements to the existing collection system on the petitioner's property is all the cost of the petitioner, so
yes.
There's no cost to the town.
Right, or to the existing district.
That's right.
And it actually benefits them because they'll be contributing to the fees to maintain the existing one, as everybody else currently does, so it actually
I forget the precise amount, but they did give us an amount for the escrow. We provided a check to the clerk, and I believe that's all been.
$2,100.
Okay, good. So as long as
it's $2,700?
$21.
$21, good. So as long as, you know, it sounds like everything's moving along at a reasonable pace. And,
yeah.
And it's going to be beneficial. I mean, I don't know how many units are at the Palacios location, but again, being on municipal sewer eliminates a lot of other future possibilities and maintenance issues and so forth.
What's the plan for decommissioning the existing tanks?
The tanks will be pumped out and then, of course, with the state regulations.
In place.
Right?
Yeah. So it's not going to be any real disturbance. We're not doing a lot of excavation. The actual line construction is pretty minimal. We've identified the area of disturbance in the short form EAF we submitted.
Maybe that would happen.
25 acres full.
So the line where the other Palacios home is, it's going to be across the street, which would probably be maybe on the east side, if you're going down, or where's the line going to run from that?
For what?
From the force main.
It's going to, so you got, these are the existing buildings,
okay,
and parking lots, and the line's going to be behind the buildings, the line behind the buildings,
okay,
and then it's going to go down the back side of the property. North side of the property, along the north side of the Post Avenue.
So there's not an outside. So that there's no other dwellings that
that's
going to be hooked. It's just going to be strictly for Palacios.
That's right.
Or farms or whatever. I don't really know the official name of the project, but for the old resort. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Any other questions or concerns or?
Pretty much, no. We'll set up a public hearing.
Okay. I did provide to Ted, and I don't, draft, when we submitted the EAF, I did provide a draft resolution, public hearing notice, so that you could use those.
Through the January meeting.
Yeah, because there's, the public hearing notice, they have some, the requirements of the statute, because this is under the New York Town Law, so we did provide that also to Ted, just to assist so we could use it.
And we're going to set the public hearing at the January meeting?
Right.
Okay, so that's it.
Motion to,
Delaware Engineering is still in their review, so you're not going to do anything until after their review.
Right. That's what I was, I thought we were setting it for the January 3rd.
I think we have to declare the negative debt on this, right?
You will have to declare yourself lead agency at that time, too. Yeah.
Cool. This is good. It's been a couple of years in the making, that's for sure.
I thought going to those planning board meetings back in the, when it was going through, I thought it would be a great idea to have, what we're doing now is the right thing. I feel going forward.
Well, back then they were talking about going from Landon Ave up through. But there's no sewer district on Landon Avenue. That's why we propose going from Post Avenue.
Right.
Yeah, I think, we've been talking about it for a long time, finally sitting down, figuring out where the district was, and, it really is a simple connection plan, and, having the property owner next door was willing to grant the easement, just, all came together.
So. Good, perfect. Thank you for coming down and going over the project with us.
And, before the January meeting, if anyone has any questions, certainly reach out to us, and we'll keep a lookout for any comments from Delaware Engineering, whatever additional information we need. I'll be happy to provide it in advance of the next meeting.
Okay, very good. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Now, be safe on the way. Start with the right. this eliminates a lot of other concerns that may or may not be out there.
Protects the watershed.
Right, protects the watershed, other residents will feel more comfortable about it. So I think it's definitely a good thing. All right, next one we got is the budget transfers for reserve accounts. Let's see here. Whereas the following transfers need to be made to the following accounts. We're doing central garage, $15,000. Central the data processing, $4,500. And cemetery equipment line, $4,600. And they're going to go into a reserve account for central garage, information technology, and cemetery equipment line. So I need a motion for that.
Motion.
Motion by Paul, second by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. We save just with those trucks not getting bids and so forth, we can make that move. Town board could see appointment of the town board clerk.
I got it. So,
yeah. Okay, next one we got is appointment of a town court clerk. Whereas the existing vacancy of the town court due to resignation, and whereas Judge Polino wishes to appoint Ashley Craven as a town court clerk as for the remainder of 2021 and for the year of 2022. So therefore, we, the town board, hereby approves the appointment of Ashley Craven as a town court clerk as requested by Judge Polino. And I believe he also gave us a...
don't think we could have 22 in there because we're going to appoint her at the organizational meeting for 22.
I mean, right.
She'd be appointed to the remainder of 21.
And then we're going to reappoint her at the organization. I mean, we can do it now. But
I thought we always, it was a 1-year term, and we always did it.
Well, it's for the remainder of this year. That's just what his request was,
right,
in his.
Every year we reappoint them. So we wouldn't be appointing her for 22 until our January.
Yes, I'm just going off what his letter states for the remainder of 2021 and 2022.
I don't know if you guys had it, because, you know, it's addressed to...
Oh, yeah. And I just know that we, every organization, we appoint them for the year. So,
right.
So basically...
Well, so what basically we'll do is we're going to be redundant because we're going to do it tonight. If we do it as a resolution, we can still do it. You know, I mean, the resolution's drawn out unless you want to strike it, but I mean, I don't see any... necessary. I don't see a problem with going.
No, it'll be on January's.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we make that appointment to Ashley Craven. Need a second?
Second.
Seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. And as Judge Polino says, she's a new hire, will be trained and evaluated by me during the next several months. So, you know, he's good report. Should we bring Paul back into the meeting?
Yeah.
Yes.
Paul, you can come back to the meeting. The next one we have is a motion to schedule our organizational meeting. Whereas the town of Catskill wishes to hold its organizational meeting for 2022, so therefore we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby schedule an organizational meeting for January 4th, 2022 at 6 p.m. at the Town Hall with the monthly board meeting to follow.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. The 4th is the Tuesday, right?
Correct.
Good. Next one we have is the bond resolution of the Town of Catskill, Greene County, New York, adopted by December 15, 2021, authorizing the acquisition of a highway machinery and apparatus, stating the estimated maximum cost of said acquisition together with certain costs preliminary and incidental thereto is $190,000, appropriate said funds therefore, and authorizing the issuance of up to $100,000 serial bond of the Town of Catskill to finance in part of said appropriation. So we need a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Patrick.
Second.
Seconded by Paul. And this we're going to need a roll call on this particular bond.
Aye.
Jared?
Aye.
Paul?
Aye.
Dale? Aye. So 4-0. Motion so carried. And Liz should take care of the rest of that.
Yes.
That's good. Next thing we got to do is talk about the posting of the administrative, right? So that's it before we head. Let's talk about the administrative assistant for the color office. It's, obviously we got to post it. I thought the verbiage was good. I mean, that the town clerk had it, said the town of Castle has an opening for an administrative aide in the code office, code enforcement office, to provide clerical and administrative support to both the building department, planning, and zoning department. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, with the possibility of evening meetings on a coverage-needed basis. The only thing that we have is a part-time number in there for the rate of pay, and I think I have that attached. And I believe we got it right now on our form, is it $19.03? $19. Okay.
Did you want it?
No, for a minute.
So, I mean, that was just a discussion. I mean, we're still, obviously, in 2022, we're going to go out and take a look at all our pay scales and things of that nature. But, I mean, that's the way we've been doing it, starting everybody out of the same pay. I mean, with the job market, it can be a little difficult.
Well, pay rate.
What's that?
What pay rate are we starting?
Well, everybody that's as a clerk in the town of Catskill is a grade 3 in 2022. Right now it's 1866, and then at the first of the year it's going to go to 1908.
Yeah.
I mean, the way the competitiveness is,
Have we even checked the civil service to see if there's anybody on the list?
Right, there's nobody on the list, and it's a test. I don't even know if it's been scheduled yet.
Well, sometimes they have a list of.
There's a test. There's a couple tests for clerk.
But the person, if we hire somebody, is not signed up to take that test.
Well, I'm wondering if we haven't gotten a lot of applications yet.
So we have to call for another test.
Is this test has already been
done? There's one in January, and there's another one in February.
For administrative assistant?
Yeah.
So it's too late to sign up for that?
Correct. But if we hire somebody provisional, we call for another test.
Another test that we can do that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm just wondering if they have a list already.
Not in this county.
Not in for administrative assistant.
No. Right, but I think we should post it the way it is. I think and do our own right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there might be a larger hiring pool.
So we have to make a motion that we post it now
at the full time rate.
You already did that motion. You passed the motion to post for the job. This was just for you to accept
the rate.
It was just for you to review the posting before it goes into the paper and on the website. That's all that was.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can put until position.
I would go to the third the Wednesday meeting in January. No, that's only,
it's only 2 weeks.
Yeah,
that's and you got the holidays.
So February 1st.
I would do at least three weeks. I mean, it's.
Why do February 1st?
Yeah,
that's
like
6 weeks.
Okay.
Or when's our first meeting in February? I mean, it just bogs us down a little bit, but.
Well, my chance of reviewing before our first meeting in February, so.
Yeah, but if you get a couple applicants, you want to wait until February 1st.
Right,
your first meeting in February is February 1st.
You know what I mean?
But does that mean then we put the point in somebody that.
Huh?
3 weeks?
Yeah.
So, this last week in January?
No, middle of January. Today's the.
Let's have a closer look at the calendar.
So, do you want January 14th, the Friday, January 14th?
Yeah, because when's our. Second meeting in
January 19th.
Yeah.
The 14th. Whoever can do the interviews that week prior.
Absolutely. And that gives us a month.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we can put it on the webpage.
6 weeks is a little too long.
It is. That's a long time. But let's do that, and we'll give us an opportunity where we can possibly make an appointment at our February meeting.
January meeting.
January 19th.
one that was BAS, I said, make sure you get those guys in here, let's get it, you know. And then you have people want to sell you something that some of them said, don't, you know, just get, you can't fill phone calls from five different vendors. We just got to get, you know, the vendor that we think we want and so. I would like to get that done.
Is that professional services?
I would think so. I don't know how to, we can check into that because, I mean, I don't feel that I can do it on price alone because, you know,
well, basically, the options and features. You should post the specs that you want, then they should bid on price on the specs that you want.
Yeah, right.
And unless then, it's professional services, then we can just pick and choose what we want to go.
Well, pick and choose who we want to go depending on the need of the town.
Right.
If it's something that that is going to work for both code and planning, because we want a program to where both can use it, right?
We want to. I would love to maximize it.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
And that's where like every, you know, everybody, not everybody.
Any cemetery.
Well, that's a
well. Most have a basic beginning point, and it's
right.
It's like an edge. And as you grow, you say, okay, I want to field work. I want to take a tablet out. You know, I want to add a little of this and a little of that.
For so what sense was we looked at to have the tablets, which I thought was a great idea.
That's the mystery. I mean, most. Several of them have the tablets available. Municity 5 is the one that's the.
You get a tablet anyway, it's just linking it to the program.
Yeah, so it's nice to get the pictures right in the whole.
Right.
It's all about.
And the biggest thing is
to. Then you get a tablet.
Right. And we got to make sure.
The big bucks are done for the tablet.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, we got to make sure through WebJotter or whomever that these things are going to be compatible. And because I. God, this one. Well, the one BAS one, and he's got another option. One is based on your own server, and it's perfect. We don't want that. So that one is all that. You know, no. Does not entertain that it's too much.
Well, but I mean, in doing this, the Ministry 5 seems to be coming to the top of everything.
They're right. I think the biggest thing is, you know, Matt and Patrick or whoever wants to get involved with that is seeing do we.
What we really need.
Right, right. It's,
it well, that migration from with our current
data,
migrating it to whatever system, because that data has to be migrated somehow.
It's going to have to be manual input because they're not going to. She's not going to give them access to the backside of the tool.
We'll see. I think it's.
I mean, they should be able to download.
That's an access database thing, right?
I think they should be able to download, upload that.
I can give it to them.
They put all that in manually.
That'd be 30 years.
Yeah, the prep. Computer kids from the college doing a community service or something.
Because I talked with Albert Gasparini, he's up in Athens, and I believe he has BAS, and he says he likes that. So I asked Matt, maybe you can take a ride out, go up to the Athens, and see what kind of functionality, you know, and you pay a visit to a couple of these other departments.
The big thing is, like Matt says, making sure it works for planning, zoning, and code.
Correct. The more we can get on that, the better. I think it's kind of possible.
It'd be great if it could also do the GIS.
Medicity, I investigated that a little bit, but they almost want us to have our mapping, and then they'll download it onto their.
So
we still got to pay for that. You know, in other words, they aren't giving us the mapping.
We can save that $4,000 with a program.
That's what I love to do.
But all those hits, I mean.
I was wondering if that a company that provides the gifts, do they have a code software?
I would like to count the club our overrides on theirs, and that's okay.
You could save us $11,000.
I know that. Okay. What else do you have going on? You want to talk cannabis, or do we want to do it in that realm of cannabis, or do we want to move forward with it, not move forward with it?
Wait for that.
And it's never too late. Tonight, after tonight, it would be too late. I mean, if we wanted to entertain it, and then we'd have to have another public hearing on the law if we wanted to move forward with it or we don't. I mean, that's where we're at with it.
I'm not sold on the lounges. That's my opinion. You know?
I'm not sold on it because right now there's really no. I guess there's no way to regulate it, like a bar. You know, you get past a BAC kind of level, and we don't know whether this information helps them get forced.
Right.
But
I mean,
I'm hearing it's like 2 years out before anything opens, and I, right. You know, they're telling us that we have to have this done now, but that we're still 2 years out.
I think the communities that opt out would be behind, because the people that are going to invest are going to go ready to start investing sooner than later.
I mean,
it's a long process, the application. This isn't going to be some fly-by-night pilot or something that comes in. But you're talking about
a lot of money. You sneak those things?
You're talking about a lot of money to get even get the permit.
Yeah. For the dispensary.
For the dispensary.
Or for the office.
I don't know. I
tried looking today to find out what the permit process was.
There's not very I mean, some of the things...
The whole board just finally got appointed in October.
Correct.
Right, the year after they passed the law. So what's that like?
Right. And that's really the dilemma. If the board was appointed in January and they worked on all the cannabis rules and regulations, we would be in a much better spot.
I think they could be a carbon copy of Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, how many lounges do they have?
Depends on where you're like Boston and stuff like that. You see more of it. But seeing now that Wyndham has opted out, I think Arturia is doing a prime spot for a dispensary.
And I agree with your point about, you know, getting started early on it and being committed to it. That's why I don't think we should opt out of the dispensary, because I think and if we're going to make additional monies, it's going to be
after
dispensaries.
Right.
And it doesn't eliminate it, but at least we're not inviting people to go to a lounge, getting in their car, you know, and driving after.
Different than anybody going to the bar and taking a chance to drive.
But there is.
They have specific law enforcement officers that can test.
Yeah. You know how many there is in Green County?
One.
That's the state's problem, not ours.
Sure it is.
It is when we got our residents out on the street driving home from work. I mean, I'm not against it.
How many people are driving high now that they can't test? The only difference is it's legal versus illegal. It's no different than the 1920s when people were drinking bathtub gin. Because of prohibition.
Again, I think with the dispensaries is one item, but again, right now we're depending on this cannabis board for lounges, and it's like entering a contract, and we haven't had an opportunity to read the contract or actually read the fine print in that contract. Again, I don't want to speak for anybody else on the board. I'm not saying I'm against lounges, because that's not really true. I want to know what we're presenting and what we're agreeing to. I mean, right now we don't know what we're agreeing to. And once those regulations come out, I mean, I'm personally more than willing to reevaluate it and then possibly opt in. You know, if it's the spring or this coming summer, once we learn what those rules and regulations look like. Another one is, we are going through our zoning and right at the moment, so it would be a good opportunity to address cannabis in our zoning, which isn't addressed. So we can say what zones in our communities we want. And so I think opting out, I think, would give us a better opportunity to do a better job.
But the village is already in. The village is already in.
If they're
not
opting
out for lounges today.
Oh, they are?
Well, we don't know that, but they're in the team.
Because I thought they were in our home.
And I think, you know, again, if we don't do our due diligence and they come in and if we don't like the way those regulations look, we don't have any other recourse. It's done.
Well, there's other recourse.
You can opt out, but you said it doesn't take effect till. Like, realistically, when are we going to see anything pop up? 2 years?
Two years.
I mean, I'm more than willing to go back as soon as we get some hard information from the cannabis board to say, this is what it's going to look like. We got our zoning where we want it. I mean, then I don't really necessarily see a problem with if we like what we see is moving in. I mean, again, if they want to put a lounge on it and these regulations look like they're favorable, that aren't going to, you know, be a detriment to our community, I think it's a big deal. I'm just more concerned because we don't have that information in front of us today. And we're going to go into it blindly,
right?
And that's to me, that's just not doing.
That's why I said I'm okay with the dispensaries, but the lounges, because there's too many unknowns. Dispensary, you know what it's going to be. You're walking the door, you're going to buy your stuff, and you're going to go home.
Right. that's going to look like.
Right.
And what's the hour of operations of the lounge?
Right.
Well, that's up to you.
Are they going to have edibles there? Are they going to serve food there? Is it going to be a combination of liquor, beer, wine, and cannabis? I mean,
I don't think the state's allowing sale of in the same.
You can't have alcohol and marijuana the same. But the town can pass local laws and regulations.
Correct.
That will pertain to zoning and the licensees, hours of operations, and adherence to the local building codes.
So yeah, right. We can't dictate what time a bar closes.
Yeah, we can.
Yes, you can.
Yeah,
you
can.
Absolutely.
Good.
You can dictate.
No, that's why they close at 2 a.m. in Lake George, not 4 a.m. Yeah, there's.
I mean, I
think we have plenty of stuff to control this. As far as we can handle where we zone it, where we can handle with their hours of operation, we can handle what days and week they're allowed to be open, we can handle a lot of stuff that way without planning and zoning. I personally think we should have it open so we can get that initial investment, because remember when everyone had their fingers crossed that we were going to hopefully get a casino? What's the difference between gambling and cannabis? It's both addictions.
There's a lot of difference.
That's
not a good analogy, Jim.
Because one affects your physical being.
Gambling is anonymous and see what they say about it. It's no different than a drug.
Has the state released any guidelines or guidance as to when they're going to start releasing some of this information?
As soon as they get everybody that's going to opt in, then they're going to release. That's the whole point that everybody's supposed to be opted in, because then they're going to start releasing.
Right, and I think the other thing about what they want to do is because
they're waiting for the permits too before they release anything on the permits until they see who's
right. I'm okay even in voting in an affirmative on a dispensary, to be honest with you. So I mean, if that
right, well, that's what I said.
I mean,
I'm
right
with a dispensary.
Right, I mean, we could even make a motion in support of a dispensary if that's what it's. You know, I mean, listen, in January we're going to have a yes next to our name anyway. You know, if we don't opt out, which I don't think we should opt out, but I mean, if you wanted to say, hey, you know, we're going to be okay with the dispensary coming to Catskill, I think that's a given.
So we have the public hearing on what, December 30th, please?
December 29th.
Yeah.
That's why I think we should be. I think we should be open to a dispensary, and I think we should.
But then we would also have to have a town board vote meeting follow.
So you would have to schedule a government ops meeting, yes.
Yes.
Any additional thoughts?
I know where I stand, and other council would elect states. We should make that clear in your email.
I mean, I'm willing if everybody feels it's something we want to opt out, I'll make a motion that we set up a public hearing to opt out of what do we want to call it?
You're opting out of the lounges.
I would make a motion we opt out of lounges or on-site consumption.
You know, originally when I heard about this, I was all because Dale and I talked about this. What's the difference between this and the bar? Bars are legal. Well, there's also a lot of governing laws around the bar that we know of. And I'm kind of hesitant on this now because we don't know what the government. I know we have zoning rules, but I don't know, just something. I'm not 100% comfortable with it yet.
Shoot in the dark.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, if they had the rules, regulations in front of us and we knew what they were, we probably wouldn't be having a discussion, to be honest about it. But not knowing how it's going to play out.
Well, I'm sure the permitting is going to go through, just like we have a chance to talk about bar getting a liquor license or not before the largest liquor license.
Well, the permit has to be applied to the town clerk, to the municipality,
right.
Within 30 days of a license being issued.
So that's another protection. We don't have to grant a permit. We could be open to lounge, but we still don't have to grab the permit.
I find that hard to believe.
It says right here in local control and preemption.
Yeah.
Notification, 30 days prior to applying for an adult use retail dispensary or on-site consumption license, An applicant must notify the municipality of the applicant's intent to apply for such license. To the clerk in the village, town, or city, or if in the city of New York, the community board in which proposed permit is located. When the municipality expresses an opinion for or against the granting of the license, the opinion shall be deemed part of the record and used by the OCM to determine whether to grant or deny the application.
Right, so we don't have the final say. The marijuana board does. That's what I'm saying. They're going to push. They're not going to listen to. They don't listen to what we say about anything else.
And they're fresh. And
the state wants their money.
And they're brand new establishments, right. So there's not going to be a track record that you can start saying.
Right. Well, but if it's a permissible use within a zoning, and we decide to not grant somebody a permit for it, then what does that do to the town? I mean, you can't deny somebody a use that's permitted in the zoning just because you didn't want to allow them to there.
Well, we don't have anything permitted.
If it's permitted,
but we don't have it in our zoning, that's what I'm saying.
Right, we got to look at our zoning we got to address cannabis and cannabis lounges in our.
Obviously, we're not going to approve a cannabis lounge on Carroll Junction Road.
No. So,
right, but even.
We'll have specific areas where we allow it, just like you can't put a bar within 90 feet of a church.
Right.
Right, but we have, right, and that's where we got to fine tune that, and we're in the process of that, and hopefully in maybe, what, March or April, we can have our zoning, or maybe sooner, completed.
Yeah. That should be dialed in.
Definitely should be dialed in. I mean, right now, like you're saying, we're going to enter into a contract for that zoning.
Has the state come out with what zoning districts they would put this under? What they're going to classify it as zoning?
I guess it probably just says a bar. That's why I don't understand why this didn't fall under the SLA.
Well, it's going to be an arm. It's going to be an arm of the SLA.
Does it say there?
It's going to be the farm. It's going to be definitely run by
it. Should have just fell into the. They should didn't need another board. They should have just brought it under the SLA and would have been sorted out by them.
Well, what's the pleasure? So,
second your motion.
Second by Patrick. All those. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those against?
Aye.
Motion so carried. And again, I mean, I definitely, again, we're more than willing to revisit this.
Now we got to call for a public hearing.
I mean, does anybody want to support the other? We'll just move at the other topic. Yeah. I mean, I'll
support.
Anybody want to make a go on record that will support the dispensaries as a town board? I mean, we could do that through a motion tonight. This is just. So, I mean, I think that shows good intent that we're not necessarily against marijuana or cannabis products in our community, which I don't think any of us feel that way. We want to be informed buyers and knowing what we're signing up for.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Paul.
Sir.
Seconded by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. I think that's good to support the dispensary side of it.
Need to schedule a government ops meeting first.
What was that date on that? The 29th. So we need a motion to schedule. Let's do 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right, motion for a government ops meeting on the 29th at 6 o'clock.
Second. So are we doing the public hearing at 6 and then the government ops meeting at 6:15?
Yes.
But and then you can just open up your government ops and hold your public hearing.
So schedule it at 6 o'clock for a public hearing. Second. Seconded by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. So the 29th, and that's it. Anybody, anything else that we need to.
Should we have it here to see what's going
on? Well, if the village went through with theirs, they might have their hearing at the public hearing at the senior center. I'm thinking. Let's schedule it for
at town hall. Yeah. Right, at town hall, yeah.
Restriction on gatherings, it's a city.
It's just masks.
Yeah.
So we have a meeting to just, again, to get it's a workshop. We're getting close. close to the fence. It's a lot. It's just so wet down there.
Did we hit the corner yet?
What's that?
Did we do any work on the field yet?
We haven't done work on the field yet. It's so dark.
Because they got to do that before the fence.
Right. The fence is down, so it's really about getting town highway, county highway to cut as many trees as we possibly can. And they might down without using any equipment because it's so wet. And then we're looking at about getting a bulldozer in there to kind of.
They have a machine that you can rent that's on tracks. And it has like a 90-foot boom on it.
And it cuts the trees.
And it clamps it and cuts it. You go down and clamp it and cut it. That may be something we want to look into to use on that field so that we don't destroy it, put rust in there, and we can get this done.
It's not a processor.
In the back,
it's not a processor. It's called a.
No, it's another one similar to that description.
Maybe we can take a walk down there, but there's a big rush in there already from when we took the fence down, and now there's the height is so high in say left field that we got to bulldoze that material out of there because we are looking to go back maybe 7-8 feet expanding the field, so it's going to be a little nasty out there anyway as far as virgin dirt and such like that.
I mean, it's not an expensive machine to rent, is what I'm saying. And it's going to save
man hours
and...
Oh, you're saying that they can get right into that other area in the back of that machine?
Yeah. It's on tracks. It's not wheels. It's on regular big tracks.
Listen, if that saves our highway departments a lot of time and effort, I mean, that would be good. If it picks them up, they could probably then cut them up, put them right in the truck and get them out of there.
It's an excavator.
It's not an excavator. It's a remote control.
Can you look where the cameras at?
That's the other one. I'm sure they do.
Yeah, it's similar. Well, it's
not. The tree cuts it.
Yeah, but there's nobody inside.
So we're looking
at a remote.
Yeah,
it's
a remote.
Yeah, so
I'm going to ask Forrest for a bulldozer if he would donate one. We're trying to see.
Those are all crap trees, right?
I mean, everybody's got bigger ideas, but I mean, we want to make improvements, but there's only so far right. We need to go. Otherwise, it's a project.
Those are all crap trees,
right? Well,
because I would say that's the longer you go there and take them all out. But
one of the fellows that was there today,
and tear shit.
The guy, one of the fellows there were today, but he said I'll call you by the end of the today. So far, to the best of my knowledge, he didn't call because he was going to tell him. The guy was going to say yay or nay.
If they stay off the field on that warning track, they'd be fine if they ground up or whatever, because that's not part of the field.
Right. Where the old fence was, again, we're going to go back slightly, and it's rutted in there now, and then a lot of material's going to get moved. But if they can, I mean,
Do you think they're going to go?
Sean, and Mike Buellage was there. They're looking about going 8 feet more. Not center field.
Out, right? Not but deep ground.
Expand out.
Yeah.
And the field level where we
that
are now,
quarters have to come down about 5 feet.
Right. Look at left field, I mean, it is. There's a lot of material in there. It's just so hot.
Because there's drainage in there.
In the field itself.
Yeah. Right.
There's also sprinklers in there.
Yeah.
The field itself.
But I don't think way out in the corner.
The existing field is not going to be touched. It's
behind the fence. Yeah.
And all the works will be behind our original fence,
except for the left field corner, which. Left field actually started to grade out in the field.
Yep.
Right. So, I mean, I don't think we're going to be able to do that as another way to say you don't have best maintenance, but it's a big project, which I don't think would happen, is putting a warning track in there. And that's going to require digging down ground where we are for 4 feet and getting material in it. I just don't see this getting to that level. But it was talked
about.
In other words, could we get a good donation from one of our aggregate suppliers, that want to help out the community?
Let's get one thing done first.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's
got a lot of. We can peel back 4 feet of grass and put dirt in for a warning track down the road.
So I mean, the big thing now is get rid of the material that's in the back here, get the trees down, and get the fence.
How long have we been talking about those trees?
Yeah.
We can't get anyone to cut down trees.
I don't want to go there, but it's our. Yes. It's all.
Well, we were hoping the arm from the county truck would reach from the nursing home parking lot, remember?
But the county, again, through the shared services, the county's going to lend a hand with that, so that's a good thing. So that's an update on that. Other than that, that's all I think I got really going on.
over to start on a grinder pump issue?
On Weston Acres?
That's only one that I remember in this executive session.
Do we want to go on executive session?
Is it something we need to talk about?
No, I don't think at the moment, no.
Okay.
Yeah. As things move forward, we'll see. But right now, I think we're good.
We have to start discussing for the new year is enforcing sewer use law, and it's time to start making people commit. Because we're past the extensions and the all the time we allotted. So we either have to start, we have to come out with a connection fee schedule.
And there's a lot of work to do. I mean, it's
because we're way past the 2 year extension.
When you get to 2025, even the exemptions would be expired.
Well, that's the other question I have too. Is since we're going to be discussing the Post Avenue sewer, that means we're going to reopen the district, right? Does that give us a chance to put O&M in there?
We're not reopening the district. We're just expanding.
Because we have no O&M in that district.
No. I mean, if we want to add O&M, fine, but I think it would be just for that parcel that we're adding. I don't think you can add for the other ones. Because they're locked in.
Because they're
right, they're maintaining their own.
They're maintaining their own. So right now, if a pipe broke on Post Ave sewer, the district doesn't have money to pay for it.
Yep. Correct. Or if it's that bad and
take a bond and they pay for it.
We replace that whole section.
Right.
But that's only 20 something years old. That's not that old, right?
No,
I'm just saying is that district was designed with no just like cement has no O&M. Just like Allen Street has no O&M, so every time we got to take a bond, every time something breaks in the district, because there's no money to pay for it.
Yep. And it hurts.
So I was just wondering if we could, since we're opening up that district, to take a change.
To incorporate. I mean, I don't know the answer to that.
I don't think we can.
It'd be worth finding out whether we can do that.
Some sort of awesome.
I mean, we can ask.
But it's all on their property.
Right.
And they're paying for everything anyway.
Right.
Yeah,
they're maintaining from theirs to that line, so
right. So it's right. Basically,
so that's a new point, really.
Right. That whole line belongs to them.
To them, yeah.
So if anything goes wrong with that, the rest of districts, it's like they're allowed.
Right. No, the only reason I brought it up is because I thought maybe just put something in there so we have a little bit of O&M to maintain the district. The only district we have O&M in is the big one.
Yeah.
I mean, cement and sewer doesn't even have it. That's a fully.
No, I'm
breaks. You want to talk about being bottled.
Right. With the changes that they're making to zoning now, probably in January we're going to have to set a period of time so we can go over them as a group before we have a public hearing and make sure that we're
welcome.
I mean, it's a lot of work, but they already put a lot of work into it. So I mean, we got to do our
and we're going to take a pender to work.
Yeah.
Nope.
Right.
Nope.
So and we're going to have a workshop meeting with Ted and go over those things. Make sure that we're satisfied.
Yeah, and see if Teresa can be here too, just to
justify.
If we have questions, she can explain the plan.
Wasn't that on the agenda for tonight?
What's that?
The recommendations from the planning board? Or is that for our first meeting?
That's for the organizational meeting.
I was just right, that
came through from their meeting last night or whenever they had it.
Oh, that's for
that. They had their votes and things like that, so I just forward that back up to so we can put it on our agenda.
I wasn't sure if that was for tonight.
No, so that's all I got to talk about. Everybody,
Merry Christmas, motion to adjourn.
Second.
Aye. Aye. All in favor? Aye. Those against? Motion so carried. Thanks for making that motion. So don't say Merry Christmas. We've got another meeting to go to before Christmas.
No, it's after.
Yeah. Well,
it's 2 days before. 2 days before New Year's.
That's New Year's.
You're right.
We're not going to pay much fees anymore.
Really?
Yeah. 15 grand a year.
Wow, so let's hold a couple more special elections.